Thank you. Leonard Bernstein led that performance by the New York Philharmonic. That was Tchaikovsky's overture Romeo and Juliet. Each January, All Classical Radio celebrates our sustaining donors who provide ongoing support that's vitally important to the station. One of our sustainers, Patricia from Henderson, Nevada, shared this story with us about why she supports the music as a sustainer. I started playing the cello in the seventh grade and loved the instrument so much that it sparked me into playing all of the Beatles songs. My teacher heard me playing some of them before class and gave me first chair in the cello section. This early experience of accomplishing something I never expected gives me the same feeling now when hearing a new classical music composition on All Classical Radio. It's been 60 years since then, and I still love remembering this moment. Thank you, Patricia, for sharing your story with us. We're so grateful to you and to all of our sustaining donors. To learn more about becoming a sustaining donor, you can visit allclassical.org. Thank you. Still to come this hour, music by Alexander Borodin. And right now, part of the Suite Española by Isaac Arbeniz. It's Asturias, played by the guitarist Thibaut Garcia. Thank you.
guitarist Timo Garcia, playing music by Isaac Albeniz. That was Asturias from his Suite Española, his Opus 47, that came in at number 88 on our annual listeners poll. Filling in for Krista Wessel this afternoon, I'm Andrea Murray. We're going to wrap up this 3 o'clock hour with another honorable mention in the poll. The Polovetsian dances from Borodin's Prince Igor. We'll hear the National Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine and the National Symphony Chorus, led by Teodor Kuchar, on listener-funded all classical radio.